Another five-star prediction to the Tigers.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes. An Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It's Big Cat Weekend Week. We got to build up the excitement up to this monstrous recruiting weekend that Auburn's going to have this weekend. And we got a big prediction to talk about. And is it foreshadowing? We'll get into that too. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy, Ford Stokes, a five-star financial guy, your financial analyst guy. Ford is a five-star, just like this kid we're going to talk about just in a minute. Check him out at retirementresults.com, presented by Active Wealth. Get your custom portfolio analysis at retirementresults.com/plan. There is no reason to leave any doubt. Don't leave any doubt in your retirement planning. Don't leave any doubt in your savings planning. Let Ford help you fill in the gaps, put you on the right path, and get you to the promised land. And he's an Auburn fan at the same time. So tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Check him out. Tell him I sent you. All right, guys. Over the weekend, Steve Wiltfong, if you follow recruiting at all, you know about the Fong bomb. That is when he puts in his prediction for a player, and typically couple of things about when he puts one in. Typically, a commitment is sort of incoming. Typically, when Fong puts in a prediction, usually it's not months later a commit happens. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen sometimes, but most of the time, he's got really good information, and typically it leads to a commitment in the very near future. So over the weekend, Steve Wiltfong puts in a prediction for 2026, so not this current class, but the next class, five-star pass rusher Hezekiah Harris from North Alabama, the Huntsville area, to land for the Auburn Tigers. That's a big deal for a number of reasons. Okay, number one, anytime you can get a five-star player, and look, I know some people are going to go to this page and say, "Oh, where is he a five-star?" Okay, look. I've gone over this again, but I'm going to go over it one more time. The way On3's industry average has 32 five-stars. If you go look at the 2025 class, there's 32 five-stars. They don't release all those at once. They just don't release all those at once, okay? So currently, if you look at his profile on On3, he's ranked as the number 19 overall player in the industry average. Okay, so if you're 19 now, when they release all 32, if you're still performing well and your ranking doesn't drop, you're going to be a five-star. So when everybody talks about Hezekiah Harris, not only do they talk about it from a ranking perspective that he's a five-star, but he's a very, very, very talented player at a position that is needed sorely. It's a very sought after position, and that's pass rusher, especially when you can be 6'5", 6'6", long, and 230, probably play around 250 plus pounds at the next level. So you get one of those predictions, and anytime you can add one of those kids to your class, you're fired up. On top of that, he's the number two player in the state of Alabama for the 2026 class, and I don't really see that changing because he's that good. So you get a prediction from Steve Wiltfong, who typically puts it in right before close to something happening, and then what's on the horizon this weekend, and that's Big Cat Weekend, and who's coming to Big Cat Weekend? That's Hezekiah Harris. So you don't have to be an insider. You don't have to be. You don't have to have inside sources to see, if I follow recruiting at all and I understand how this typically works, and I'm, somewhat in the loop as far as understanding the significance of a Steve Wiltfong prediction, okay, I got a prediction, and then I got a visit coming up. Could something possibly happen where Hezekiah Harris could possibly pull the trigger either on or before or around that weekend? I mean, it seems like it could be, I mean, just from speculation standpoint, it could be moving in that direction. And Auburn would love to go ahead and get this kid in the class. You have two commitments already. And if you add this kid to the class, you're just getting way, way ahead of the game. And what affords you this opportunity to be able to go ahead and start putting an emphasis on the 2026 class is being ahead of the game. Auburn's got 16 commitments right now. I think by the middle of August, or really by the beginning of August, Auburn's going to have 20, maybe 21 commitments before the middle of August. So last year, you signed your whole class, and it took you all the way up to signing day, was 21 kids. So if you're sort of at where you were last year before you kick off, it affords you the opportunity to, A, continue to recruit the commitments that you have, B, start working ahead to the 2026 class so that you're just that much more ahead of the game and you can kind of continue to recruit a year and a half to 2 years out. And then it allows you to focus and put more emphasis on the season. You know, you're able to lock in and work on the season, and you only have just a handful of guys that you want to work to kind of round out the class, because, you know, you may only be looking at, you know, signing 25 to 26 guys. So if you've got 20 to 21 commits before the season even starts for the 2025 class, you only got a handful that you're going to look to add. So it's, you can kind of focus your attention there. And then obviously it allows you to kind of work ahead and work on guys like Hezekiah Harris, work on other top players in the state. It's just big. And hopefully that my intuition, hopefully just reading between the lines of the prediction, and this is not the only national prediction that Hezekiah Harris has to Auburn. So it's not like it's just something just out of the blue. Tom Loy from 247, I joked about Tom Loy could be the most connected Auburn insider out of the blue ever, it seems. You know, he's a former Notre Dame analyst turned national recruiting analyst, and it seems like he's been popping off with Auburn info for the first time maybe ever that I've noticed anyway. And he has a prediction. He put a prediction back in June. And then obviously you have your Auburn sites. You have Cole Pinkston, who logged a prediction in April. He's been pretty rock solid. He's been pretty rock solid as far as prediction goes in this since Hugh Freeze has come. I know everybody kind of banged on Cole and some of the On Three and really all the Auburn beat when you had Brian Harsin, because Brian Harsin couldn't close anybody. But Cole's been sort of rock solid as far as predictions have gone for On Three since Hugh Freeze has been here. And then obviously you got Christian Clemente, who's been solid for quite a while with 247, who also has a prediction for Hezekiah Harris to Auburn. So that's four big predictions for the number two player in the state of Alabama. And it's just looking like, if you read between the lines, read the tea leaves, it could be possibly leading to maybe a trigger being pulled this weekend. So or around this weekend. It could happen even before. You don't want to have everybody commit on if you have commitments lined up for Big Cat Weekend. I don't feel like you want everybody to commit on that Saturday, because you know you want these kids to have their moment. Okay, so could you have one Friday? Could you have one Saturday morning? Could you have one Saturday afternoon? Could you have one Sunday? Could you have one Monday? I think you kind of maybe bleed them out a little bit so that you A, stay in the headlines, and then B, give those kids time, man, to enjoy it. You know, enjoy they're going to get a ton of social media followers. They're going to get a ton of love on all the social media platforms. They're going to have their graphics. They're going to have everything. So let them enjoy it. I'm not saying it's going to happen on a particular day, but I'm saying if you look at the way things are lining up, it could be leading to something possibly popping around Big Cat Weekend. So I think that's one to keep an eye on. This 2026 class has the opportunity to be special. So far, you already have, you only have two commitments, but you have two really good commitments. You have Denarius Gray, who's going to be, who I think honestly could be one of the better receivers in the class. He's still young, 6'1", 6'2", 180 pounds, had an incredible camp series. He's a four-star on a couple of sites, three-star on a couple of sites, but I think that ranking has the opportunity to continue to climb if he has another good season and then another good camp series, because I think he kind of came out of nowhere for a little bit over the summer, hitting these camps, hitting these seven-on-sevens. And then you got Kai Ellis, who Auburn loves, the center from Canton, I believe Canton, Georgia. Look, you want to talk about hitting the lottery, okay? If you can go from Connor Liu, who will be a – I think he'll be a junior whenever Kai Ellis would be a freshman, okay? So let's do that math really quick. So that would be this year, he's a sophomore. Next year would be he'd be a senior if he's still here. Connor Liu would be a senior when Kai Ellis when Kai Ellis were to sign and come to Auburn. So there's potential. Now, again, Connor Liu could go pro. He's that good after his junior year. If he stays healthy, he's going to be a high NFL pick. They love good centers. Centers are very, very valuable. And this kid took over as a true freshman, and he's not looking back, and he's a monster. Well, Kai Ellis is that already as well. And he also dominated the camp series as an upcoming junior. So, I mean, you're talking, you know, you could have a transition. You could have a transition of Connor Liu to Kai Ellis, and you don't drop off at all. And you just have a monstrous center for the next foreseeable future. I mean, that would be pretty spectacular. And that kid loves Auburn. So, and Auburn loves him. So that's one that you feel good about that you don't, you're always going to have to battle. You're always going to have to fight to keep kids, but that's a kid that you feel like is very solid to Auburn. So then if you can add Hezekiah Harris, you got that's the number two player in the state of Alabama. And then for the Big Cat weekend, I went through it and I kind of glossed over it one of the last times we talked about it. But this is people that have pledged that they're coming to Big Cat weekend, okay? You have the number one player in the state, Anthony Jones, Tank. They call him Tank Jones. You have the number two player in the state, Hezekiah Harris, we already talked about. The number three player of the state, maybe my favorite player in the state, Shedarius Tootle, inside linebacker beast that's coming. Just recently, Zion Gibson, the number four player in the state of Alabama, a cornerback from Gadsden City, has pledged that he's coming to Big Cat weekend. Sedarian Morgan, this is a kid, this is a 6'5 receiver from Benjamin Russell, same high school as Malcolm Simmons. I think that one's going to be tough to knock off Alabama. I think Alabama's his dream school, but he came to the Auburn camp. He dominated the Auburn 7-on-7 camp. I'm talking about absolutely shredded everyone at the Auburn 7-on-7 camp this summer. He's pledged to come to Big Cat Weekend. I think that one's big just because I think it's going to be a big – I think he – you know, you just grow up as a fan of a school, and I think this kid grew up an Alabama fan, so it's going to be – that's going to be a tough one. But just getting him here for Big Cat Weekend over going to Alabama, I think is – you know, I think that's noteworthy. So that's the number seven player in the state. Then you have the number eight player in the state, Jamichael Garrett, who also has a lot of Auburn predictions already. One from our boy Tom Loy that I keep talking about from 247. So that's the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 8 players in the state of Alabama that are pledged to come to Big Cat Weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if 5 and 6 also come. Vodney Cleveland from Prattville, who's got some connections to Auburn. I think he's got some legacy stuff, connections to Auburn. And then Jaquez Wilkes from Wadley, Alabama, which is not even very far outside of Auburn, big linebacker as well. So there's really potential to have number 1 through 8 here this weekend for the 2026 class. Auburn just hasn't had this kind of momentum. it just seems like we're always scrapping stuff together at the last minute. You're always trying to flip a guy at the last minute to get to the number that you need to have as far as total kids in the class. It never seems like we're that far ahead of the game, and we're getting to a point where you're recruiting like, again, I've talked about it a lot. You're recruiting like we're supposed to recruit, where you're recruiting ahead. You're recruiting ahead. You're not just trying to recruit right now and get kids right now. Offensive linemen take multiple years of relationships to build. This is quarterbacks, things like that. A lot of those type players, they want to have multiple years of relationships built in, and to have that trust that they want to, you know, join that, be in that offensive system. Well, this is the way you do it. This is the way you do it. You recruit now, and you're pushing out into the future so that you can get those early commitments, get those kids early locked in. Because even though flipping is a lot easier now, it's still harder than getting someone who's uncommitted. So, again, this weekend is going to be big. This weekend is going to be a lot of fun, and there's a lot of 2025 stars that we're definitely going to talk about over the next couple of weeks, because I think more and more are going to start popping as far as committing to visit this weekend. So you've already got Naheem Alford and Caleb Cunningham that are five stars that are on the list that are pledged to come visit, that we've talked about. Caleb Cunningham recently committed to Alabama, but he is coming to Auburn for Big Cat. And then we could possibly do a whole show on that, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down as the week goes on, but big prediction, something to watch. I think something to kind of keep your eye on. I'm not saying he's going to commit, but I got my eye on it. Let's see what happens as the week goes on. So big, that would be a big addition, a big jump start, big kickstart, shot in the arm to the 2026 class, and really shoot up the rankings. Hey, I'm kind of under the gun. I said Auburn would have close to the number one 2026 class at the end of the July. So you got to have kids like this. You get a kid like this, and you know, Jamichael Garrett, who's also coming, and who knows, you could jump up there pretty close. So let's see what happens. We're going to be back here every single day breaking it down. Any breaking news, we're going to talk about it, talk about the significance of it. I think this 2026 class has a shot to be really, really special, along with the 2025 class. But the 2026 class has some big-time studs in state that Auburn's been working on for multiple years. Auburn could dominate the top 10, especially the top 10 in the state of Alabama. The local recruiting footprint matters. I don't care what anybody tells you. You may see other, you know, other teams elsewhere. You know, you lean on kids from California. You lean on kids from out of your typical region. I don't think that's a recipe for success. I think you got to win at home. You got to win that 100-mile radius. 100, 200-mile radius around your campus. You got to win those battles. And Auburn is putting in the work to make that happen. So let's see if we can pull off this commit upcoming for Big Cat Weekend and possibly some others. So we'll see. But guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Hit that alert bell. You never know when we could pop up and do a show. Get in the comments. Tell me what you think about this 2026 class. Tell me what you think about, Hezekiah Harris in general, the trajectory of where we're going in recruiting. Let's talk about it in the comments. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, and you'll catch me here tomorrow and every single day this week. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.